News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A 9.8% rise in non-domestic water charges is coming in this October, raising concerns across the business community. And one of those concerned is Michael Magner, president of the Irish Hotels Federation, and he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Michael. I was thinking about you coming on the show this morning. I imagine hotels are one of those commercial businesses that use a huge amount of water because you're having every room has a bath and a shower and your guests use a lot, but also you use it for cleaning and cooking, etc. How big of a blow is this for you?
Yeah, good morning, Ciara, and good morning to your listeners. Yeah, you're quite right. It's an enormous challenge. And I think for your listeners, just to put this into a little bit of context, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, their main purpose is to really, it's to serve the public interest by regulating the provision of energy and water to Irish homes and businesses while supporting the transition to net zero. So yesterday, the Commission, they published their decision paper around pricing moving forward that will take effect from the 1st of October next year. And within the preparation of that paper, the Commission sought submissions from interest groups or effectively non-domestic companies or businesses or entities that have to pay water charges. And while the decision paper acknowledges that they note there is a financial impact of keeping businesses viable in terms of the issue of affordability, and they also go on to say that the impact of prices on goods and services for consumers may affect competitiveness, they also go on to state that Irish water must operate in a commercially viable manner. So in doing that, effectively from the 1st of October this year, they're levying a 9.8% increase on water charges for non-domestic customers. And you're right, that applies to hotels, but it applies to all SMEs and businesses right across Ireland. It also applies to schools and hospitals. So effectively, anything that isn't a house will have to pay that. And
sure,
that's on top of, Ciara, a 30% increase the previous year. So effectively, you're looking at an average of a 40% increase in water charges over 2 years at a time where the cost of business in Ireland is simply running out of control.
Okay, so I'm going to make you say that again so that people listening understand this impact. 40% when this is all added up, increase in water charges for commercial properties or commercial interests, commercial businesses over 2 years. Is that what you're saying you're dealing with?
That's absolutely correct. So it was 30% on average in the year prior, in the year we're currently in, that concludes on the 1st of October this year, or the 30th of September. And from the 1st of October this year, then it's a further 9.8%. And it's important to point out, this is just for a 12-month period. So there's nothing stopping the regulator from coming on in 12 months' time and applying a further increase.
Can you tell me, or I don't know if you know off the top of your head, what kind of proportion of the costs that a hotel would have to run a hotel would water contribute? Is it 5% of your overall cost? Is it 15% of your overall cost? What does water cost you in terms of your overall cost profile?
It varies from the size of your operation. So we have members where their water charges are in excess of 100,000 a year. So that's significant. And then we have members who are much smaller. But I think it's important to point out as well, when you move outside the large urban areas within Ireland, 70% of our members are made up of hotels that are average size of 70 bedrooms, and their main business is driven by food and beverage. So a lot of water is consumed and used when food and beverage entities are brought into the consideration. And really what's important is that at a time where businesses are just grappling with what are ever-increasing costs, and just to give your listeners an example, energy costs, we all know about it. We're among the highest in Europe. Insurance, food and other cost increases. And you can actually go to the CSO and their recent wholesale figures. So wholesale prices are the prices you pay from energy providers or from your local butchers for your beef that you would put on your menu
and
in
and
your
I think
restaurant.
People will understand that because they see it in their own grocery prices. So lastly, what are you looking for, Michael?
Well, really, we're looking for some rebalancing insofar as that businesses and SMEs in Ireland cannot continue to absorb those price increases. It's just not sustainable. Remember, we have 69,000 jobs employed directly in the hotel and guesthouse profession, 270,000 jobs in the wider hospitality and tourism industry. And SMEs in Ireland are continuously absorbing these costs. They're simply unsustainable. It's making our competitiveness becoming challenging when you look at Ireland as is an attractive destination for overseas visitors. And in fact, recent research, Ciara, from Fall to Ireland suggests that there is a concern in dropping spend from overseas visitors that account for 70% of the income coming into the country. Not alone to point out how important the domestic market is to our businesses moving forward. So really what we need is, as we move forward into Budget 26, is a commitment to restore that 9% VAT, but other frameworks need to be put in place to protect those jobs and livelihoods, not just in our sector, but right across the country.
Look, thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Michael Magner there, President of the Irish Hotels Federation.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.